Gas bill. Light bill. Light bill. Telephone bill. Light bill. Telephone bill. Jet. This, the Steinmetz Collection Agency. Dear sir, your overdue account has been referred to us by several companies. Undoubtedly, you have been throwing your bills away. Oh, my goodness. Gee whiz, I must have overlooked these bills. I'll have to take care of them right away. Oh, Grady.
Hi, friend. I see it's the first of the month again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, are you ready?
Ready for what?
Ready to watch Wheel and Deal. You invited me over, remember? And I even went and got a little refreshments. I got some red and some white. There's some red and some popcorn.
Yeah, well, turn on the TV, Grady. Maybe okay. It'll cheer me up.
Okie dokie.
Hi, hello, and good afternoon, everybody.
Hi, hello, and good afternoon.
Welcome to Wheel and Deal, television's most exciting and unusual quiz program.
Most exciting and unusual.
The program that picks its contestants right out of the studio audience and gives them a chance to win the most expensive prizes in the world.
In the world, Fred, in the world.
Who's going to win the quadraphonic stereo?
Who?
Who's going to win the speedboat?
Who?
Who's going to win that trip to Italy?
Who? Who, Fred, who?
Who? Who? Not you, owl face.
Knows who. Here's your host, Harry Money.
Hi, Harry. Goodbye, Harry. What'd you do that for, Fred?
Because that show is a drag, that's why.
Well, it doesn't bother me. I go home every night and dream that I won me a speedboat. And I'm going down the river with the speedboat and the stereo playing on my way to Rome or Italy.
Grady, Rome is in Italy.
Wow. Well, now is the time to go. See, they're both in the same place.
Listen, Grady, tomorrow is Lamont's birthday, and I don't want to hear nothing about all them presents like that, because I want to get him something nice, you know what I mean?
Well, Fred, what about two years ago when you registered his name at the 31 Flavors and they gave him a free Tutti Frutti? Now, that was nice.
What do you say, Fred?
Hey, Grady.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, man, what a long face.
Fred is worried, Bubba, that he can't get Lamont something nice for his birthday.
What happened? Did they run out of Tutti Frutti?
Listen, Bubba, would you do me a favor?
Yeah, anything, friend.
Listen, I got a turkey in the oven.
Yeah?
Lay down next to it.
Hey, Fred, we're missing Wheel and Deal. It's almost over now.
Oh, forget about that.
Hey, if you want to see that show, I can get you tickets.
Well, shut up, Bubba. Now, don't you know Fred by now? If he doesn't want to sit here and watch it on the television, you know he doesn't want to go down there and watch it in person. Now just use your head, Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba, I think I want to go down there.
Now that's using your head.
See, I'd go down there and win some presents for Lamont.
My cousin was supposed to go, but her baby is due any time now. We can use her tickets. They're good tomorrow night.
Hey, that'd be perfect, Bubba. We could go on down there, and then three of us would go down, and anything we win, we could give it to Lamont for his birthday present.
Yeah.
Oh, Fred, I can't go. Huh? I don't have a costume.
Hey, Grady's right, Fred. You know, if we want to be picked, we're going to have to be dressed in something real crazy and weird.
Well, you ready?
Wow, I just can't believe it. We're going to go down there to Wheel and Deal. And when we get down there, I'm going to ask for a speedboat and a refrigerator and a trip to Italy where I can sit with my spaghetti and pasta time away.
Here's one thing we got to get straight, though, Brady. Whatever we win is for Lamont.
Oh, but Fred, I wanted to go to Rome so I could be with Gina under the Bridgerton.
Hey, listen, that's Lamont coming down. Now, don't you say nothing about this. We're going to keep it a secret from him, yeah?
Okay. Hey, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to sneak out the back, and we'll meet you down at the costume place over on Melrose, okay?
Okay, that's
right,
a good idea.
Come on. Yeah,
what's happening, Pop?
Hey, son.
What's happening, Pops?
World War III.
World War III?
Yeah, why else would they let you out of jail?
Hey, man, lighten up on Rollo. Poppy's been helping me all day arrange things for my birthday party, man, and I'd appreciate it.
Birthday? No kidding. It's your birthday. Well, I'll be doggone. You having a birthday.
Come on, man. You know tomorrow is my birthday, Pop. And remember, you promised that you was going to bring the decorations and the food and the liquor.
Your birthday. My, how time flies. Seems like only last year it was your birthday. It fell on your birthday.
It's my birthday party and I... No decorations. You know, booze. You know, food. What kind of party is this gonna be? Hey, Pop, would you get in here? And no decorations and no booze and no food.
Oh, Lamont, you look so handsome.
Thank you, Ernest.
Hey, Lamont,
huh?
I'd like for you to meet Brenda, my man.
Hi.
Hello, Lamont.
Hi.
Say, man, where's all the party decoration? And where's your old man?
Hi. Huh? Can I get anybody anything?
Oh, sure, I'm starved. I'd give anything for an Andervin and drink.
I'll kill him.
This is Johnny Jenkins. Welcome to Wheel and Deal. Now here's the biggest wheeler and dealer of all, Harry Huddy.
Hi, everybody. Madam, that's a beautiful hairdo. I'll give you $200 if it's a wig.
You will.
Here's your $200. Congratulations. My, what a good-looking group we've got to trade with today. Look here, Harry. You, sir, would you stand up, please, and give us your name?
My name is Leif Erikson, and I'm a Viking.
Okay, Viking, look, you see what I have in my hand here? 2, 3, 4, 5 brand-new $100 bills.
Of course I see them. Why do you think I'm standing here drooling?
And I'll give them all to you if you have a tube of lipstick.
A tube of lipstick? What would I do with a tube of lipstick? Man, I'm a Viking, not a Viking.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute, Harry. How about a bra? I got one of those. See? See? The guy down at the costume place told me to wear this underneath all this brass or else it'll turn my chest green.
I'm sorry, Viking Ian, you're hurting my wrist.
Well, wait a minute now, Harry, wait a minute. I gotta win something. Come on now. Look, my buddies must have got lost or something, but they should be here most any time now.
Look, Viking, I'll give you a dollar if you put your bra back on and sit down. What lovely young couple did we pick here?
Well, hi, Harry. I'm Cinderella. Salakadola, Missicabola, Bippity-Boppity-Doo. And I'm a blonde, and if you touch my wand, I'll give you a big kiss.
And who are you?
I'm Fred G. Sanford, and G is for gorilla.
Are you comfortable in that thing?
Are you getting comfortable? You ever try to go to the bathroom in an ape suit? Now I know why Tarzan said,
Hey, Lamont. Hey, man, I'm gonna go outside and see if there's a mushroom up over this house, man, because this is a bomb party.
Yeah, you're right, Rollo. There's no food, no liquor, no decorations.
No chopsticks, man.
And it's all my father's fault. Oh, that's him now, I bet. He's in a cab, too. Oh, no, it's not. It's Dap Sugar Willie.
Hey, baby, what's happening?
You?
Give me fine. Take it back. My man. Hey, everybody. Don't get up.
Hey, Dap Sugar, I want you to meet
somebody. No names. No names, please. If this party turns out to be as good as I think it should, I won't be able to tell the man. I don't know nobody.
Well, you got a stranger.
That's cool. Hey, wait, show me where the food's at. I'm starved.
There ain't no food at this party.
You gotta be kidding. You joking? No food? Come on, not even a cookie.
Okay, fellas, let's play Wheel and Deal. I have here for you, Fred, a large box.
Forget the box, I'll take the girl.
Now, Fred, you remember this is for Lamont.
Oh, yeah, for Lamont.
Uh-huh.
Well, I take him Sundays and weekends.
Now, I won't tell you, Fred, what's inside the box, but the clue is fun every night.
The clue just walked off.
Now, Fred, you can keep what's inside the box, or you can wheel and deal for what's behind curtain number one, and that clue is air. It's up to you, Fred.
Air. Air and curtain. Curtain air. Air.
And take curtain. The curtain. Take the curtain.
Take the curtain.
Take the curtain. Take the curtain. Sit down. Put your wig on. Air and curtain.
No, it's air balloon. Balloon. Breath. Bad breath. A year's supply of mouthwash. No, Fred. Hey, you take the box. The box.
You sure, yeah. Grady?
I'm positive, Fred. It's the box.
The box. I take the box.
The box is yours. But before we show you what you've got in the box, let's see what you turned down behind curtain number one. A brand new convertible!
Oh, Grady, you get it. Tell me to take that box and look what that's behind the curtain. A convertible. Lamont would have liked that. I can see him now parked up there on Mulholland Drive with a pretty girl and kissing her. Then if it got cloudy, he could put the top up so it couldn't rain on his parade.
I'm sorry, Fred. I'm sorry.
Dumb blonde, you.
Now, Fred, let's see what you've won in the box. Lindsay.
Grady, you wait till I get you home.
A color television set.
I'm gonna give you a big hug.
one is called Denver said. Now I can see life as it really is. Now I can see what color the Waltons are. Oh, come on, Brittany. Help me carry this.
Hey, hey, hold it, Fred. It's not over yet. It's time now for your big wheeling deal. Huh? Now you can keep the 21-inch color television set, or you can trade it in for what's behind curtain number two. Oh. It's up to you, Fred G. Sanford.
Yeah, it's up to me. TV. 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 I was going to take that curtain because it could be a zonk behind that curtain.
Yeah, yeah.
See, and Lamont likes TV, but you don't watch as much as I do. I already got TV, but that I might wind up with nothing, Grady. I see TV in the curtain.
No, Fred, you take the TV because that's what you wanted your whole life.
My whole life? I ain't even lived my whole life yet, Grady. And besides, I got to get something nice for Lamont. Hey, Grady, I'm just took all the TV in the curtain. Oh, listen, what's behind that curtain there?
I can't tell you that.
Tell me what? You what?
I can't tell you that.
What, are you a bigot?
It's up to you, and there's only one way to find out.
What?
The box or the curtain?
Well, I ain't taking no chances.
Oh, hold it. You can't go down. No, wait a minute. You can't.
Lamont, why don't we dance on over to the light switch? I want to give you my own little present.
No, you keep the present, Brenda. I don't want it.
Why?
Because I want the package that it comes in.
With a tree.
Hey, Fred, will you please turn that light off again? Lamont's a wonderful dancer.
Brady, don't touch me with that wand no more.
Hey, Pops, what's happening, Jack? Hey, listen here, Rollo. Ain't it kind of late for you? You're going to miss bed check at the detention farm.
Fred Sanford, you sure got something new.
Wait a minute. Hey, everybody, look. Don't we make a nice couple? King Kong and the Bride of Frankenstein.
Are you through?
No, son. I'm not through yet. Not until I tell you what happened to us today.
I'm not interested.
Not interested?
I'm not interested, man. We was having a good time till you came barging in here.
We're still having a good time, and everybody's happy, and Esther's smiling. Only you can't tell it because her face is in front of
me. I don't want to hear any more of this, okay?
See, son, Grady and
Bob. I said I don't want to hear about it.
No, but see, we went down this TV station.
I don't care about it. Would you stop it? Now, just stop it, man. You just couldn't let me have one day out of the year to get the attention for myself. You had to spoil it. You didn't even do what you said you was going to do, Pop.
But, son,
I don't want to hear nothing, man. You spoiled my birthday.
I didn't even...
And now look what happened. Everybody's leaving, man. Ain't nobody left at my party. What have you got to say about that?
Well, here's your present.
I don't want it. You keep it.
Where did I go wrong, Cinderella? I ruined my son's most important day. And I don't know what to do. Cinderella, can I borrow your slipper?
What's he gonna do with that, Fred?
I'm gonna drink out of it. If that don't kill me, nothing will. I'm all alone now. It's all my fault.
Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you, honey. I messed up my son's most important date. I failed him. Lamont, it's you.
Hey, Pop. Sit down, man. I want to talk to you about something.
Yeah, I know. You're leaving.
No.
All I want to do is just ask you is to send a few bucks to the caretaker so he can keep the pigeons off my tombstone.
Look, Pop, I found the present that you gave me and I opened it.
You found it?
Yeah. And after you fell asleep, Brady called me and told me why you did what you did.
Cinderella did that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why Brady don't mind his own business.
Look, and I apologize, Pop. I really feel awful, man.
That's okay, son. I forgive you.
You know what?
Huh?
You're a pretty mellow old dude, man. I'm lucky to have a father like you.
You mean that?
Yeah.
You mean like Ozzy was to Ricky?
Right.
Shucks. Well, listen, let me see how that watch looks on you.
Oh, I sold the watch, Pop.
You sold my present?
Yeah, man, a diamond watch is too fancy for me, see? So I sold it and I got a cheaper one. Plus, I had a few bucks left over.
A few? Mm-hmm. A few? You must have enough money left over to buy
a new present for you.
A present? A present for me?
Mm-hmm.
That's my present?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't have to get me nothing. What is it? Let me see that.
It's a remote control switch for a brand new color television.
Hey, son, this is really nice. But what good is it without the television? It used to be like giving Head and Shoulders to Isaac Hayes.
Stay tuned for the second half of Love of Living.
Go inside and take a look, Pop.
Huh? What? No, you didn't. You didn't give me a color television.
Yeah.
Oh, son, I don't know what to say. Only that you blocking the picture.
Hey, look, hit that button over there and that changes the stations.
Hello, Lucy. Hello, Jolly Green Giant. Goodbye, Tiny Bowl.
And press that other button, Pop, and that turns it on and off.
Oh, son, I'm gonna try to be a better father for you, son. I mean it, and I'm gonna even invite Aunt Esther over here to watch TV with me.
Really?
Yeah. And then I'm gonna click this in her, right in her face, and see if I can change the way it looks.